First, a look at this week's news. Today, PG&E said it's probable that its equipment caused the campfire. California has not finished its investigation into PG&E's culpability in the fire. However, the state's largest utility, which filed for bankruptcy last month, said it expects the investigation will find that its damaged infrastructure sparked the fire. The company faces billions of dollars in possible liabilities and nearly two dozen lawsuits from campfire survivors, including allegations of poor equipment maintenance. PG&E filed for bankruptcy in January because of potential legal liabilities from 2 years of devastating wildfires in the state. The company, which has seen its stock prices plunge since the campfire, says it plans to include a $10.5 billion pre-tax charge related to campfire claims in its fourth quarter earnings. In its statement today, the utility pointed to damage on a tower near where the campfire broke out, which it had previously reported to state regulators as being the fire's likely origin. California's Attorney General Javier Becerra said in a court filing in December, if the state finds that utility is liable in any of the recent deadly wildfires, PG&E could face criminal charges, including failing to keep power lines clear of trees or vegetation, recklessly starting a forest fire, and murder. A previous investigation by the state found that PG&E was not responsible for the 2017 Tubbs Fire in Sonoma County that killed 22 people. Also today, the Butte County Assessor's Office had an announcement. NSPR's Mark Albert reports.
Butte County Assessor Diane Brown said semiannual property tax bills are about to hit the mail and campfire victims can expect smaller bills. The reductions won't be huge. Property owners are still responsible for the tax on their land and for the improvements on their land, typically houses and other structures, from July 1st through November 7th, 2018. But those who lost their homes or suffered damage exceeding $10,000 will see prorated bills covering the remainder of the year. Next year, bills will be even smaller as the entire billing period is in the fire's aftermath. Taxes on land will remain. Asked if those with damaged properties must ask for a reassessment, Brown responded,
"No, we will do those too. We concentrated on the 100% destroyed because that was like the easiest chunk to get out of the way first. The ones that are just damaged and not destroyed are going to need appraiser's eyes on to see how much damage there is. And so we'll start that process next week."
There is other good news, though perhaps more long-term. Those who lost their homes have a good chance of keeping their Proposition 13 property valuations even after they rebuild.
If they build exactly like what they had, you know, even though they had a house built in the 60s and you can't rebuild a house from the 60s because of current building standards, that doesn't get held against them. As long as the structure is essentially the same, and essentially the same quality for a structure built back then, we compare that to what they've rebuilt. There's some latitude with the appraisers. I have communicated with my staff that I believe these are relief provisions, and I believe they should be interpreted liberally. You know, you can't rebuild an old house, but if you rebuild something that's similar now, we're just going to put your base value back on there just like nothing ever happened.
In other important news, the deadline for signing up for Butte County's alternative debris removal program was extended to March 15th. Under that, property owners must file an official application and work plan with the County Department of Environmental Health and then hire an approved contractor. The alternative program is separate from the official government program. The deadline for the government program has expired. Those who decline both programs have been warned that the county will eventually conduct the work itself, likely using Cal OES contractors, and will slap a tax lien on the property to reclaim the full amount. Debris removal is required for any destroyed structure larger than 120 square feet. Paperwork can be dropped off or mailed to Butte County Environmental Health at 202 Mira Loma Drive in Oroville. The office is open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. The documents can also be emailed to alternativeprogram@buttecounty.net. For more information, you can call 533-3880. Mark Albert, North State Public Radio News.
In other news today, California State Parks and Butte County announced that the Lime Saddle Campground at Lake Oroville will be opened exclusively for evacuees already living in RVs forced to relocate due to debris piles. County spokeswoman Casey Hatcher said approximately 17 of the 40 sites were already in use. Butte County will provide drinking water and pump RV wastewater tanks free of charge. The sites are available on a first-come, first-served basis. Those wanting a site must be enrolled in either the official state debris removal program or the official alternative debris removal program before calling to obtain a placard. The number to call is 538-7572. Again, that's 538-7572. Officials are trying to prioritize debris removal, putting land owned by those dry camping and RVs at the top of the list. Officials anticipate running the camp through May, though that could be extended. Separately, a similar camp is up and running in the parking lot of the CMA Church in Paradise.